This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the 57th convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi today. He will address over 3,000 graduating students, including 587 PhD scholars who will be conferred their degrees during the ceremony. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will present the institute's most prestigious honours, including the President's Gold Medal, Director's Gold Medal, Shankar Dayal Sharma Gold Medal and Perfect 10 Gold Medal to the meritorious students during the ceremony. Further, Mr. Modi will also inaugurate Param Pragya, an AI-powered high-performance supercomputing facility established at the Sonipat campus of IIT Delhi. The state-of-the-art facility is expected to significantly enhance the institute's capabilities in AI, data science, advanced computing and interdisciplinary research. In a social media post, the Prime Minister has said that IIT Delhi has always made a rich contribution in the fields of research and innovation. Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to being among the students and teachers of this pioneering institute. Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Payments Council of India, PCI, has announced that UPI will continue to be free for consumers. In a statement, the PCI affirmed that every Indian can continue to make instant digital payments without any transaction charges. It also noted that small merchants will not be charged for accepting digital payments. The PCI added that banks, fintech companies, NPCI and the RBI have been investing in technology, cybersecurity, fraud prevention and innovation to maintain UPI's reliability. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the new office of the National Urban Cooperative Finance and Development Corporation Limited today in Mumbai. The Home Minister will also interact with representatives of state urban cooperative bank federations and district associations of Maharashtra. During the program, a memorandum of understanding will be exchanged between National Urban Cooperative Finance and Development Corporation Limited and the National Forensic Sciences University. The first formal talks between the Jharkhand government and the students' delegation were held late yesterday evening amid ongoing agitation over alleged irregularities in the JPSC and JSSC examinations. Meanwhile, the investigation into the matter and political activities surrounding the issue have also gathered pace. In Jammu and Kashmir, the District Administration of Border District Poonch will organise a week-long series of programmes from August 9th to August 17th to commemorate the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram under Phase 3, alongside the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign 2026. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that a host of patriotic and public participation activities have been planned across the district at district headquarters, subdivisions, tehsils, blocks and panchayat levels. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhuma held a series of meetings in New Delhi with representatives from Google for Education, the BRICS Entrepreneur Alliance India and the India Today Group, focusing on artificial intelligence, investment opportunities, tourism promotion and enhancing the state's national visibility. According to an official statement, the Chief Minister explored collaboration between Google Gemini AI, the Mizoram School Education Department, to integrate artificial intelligence into classroom teaching and learning. The Google delegation offered to provide free AI training for school teachers in Mizoram to strengthen digital skills and support the effective adoption of AI in education, the statement said. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and Odisha today. According to the IMD, thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds are expected to prevail over Lakshadweep, North Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. In badminton, Indian shuttler Ashmita Chaliha will face compatriot Rakshita Ramraj in the women's singles semi-finals of the Korea Masters Super 300 tournament in Assam this morning. Ashmita Chaliha and Rakshita Ramraj won their respective quarter-final matches to advance to the semi-finals. Ashmita pulled off the biggest upset of the tournament, defeating top seed and world number 22 Hina Akechi of Japan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.